As our beloved Master Moria, that great cosmic being of certain authority in America, speaks his heart to you, will you send him your love and gratitude in the name of the people of the United States of America for the service he has already rendered and that which is still to come? My beloved friends of America, we enter in tonight to the release of an added power to assist you greatly in holding the constructive forces within your nation in command of the majority of the feelings of the people. Through the activity of the great rainbow of cosmic beings over the United States of America, whose luminous presence has been established as a permanent activity to raise the conditions of the nation, I hope you will give acceptance and feel deeply the reality of its mighty blessing to your land. Just as you would put out a forest fire by an airplane dropping chemicals into the flames that sought to destroy the forest, so do those beings whose luminous presence forms the great rainbow of protecting force over the United States of America send forth on their light rays those activities of cosmic light substance into the different destructive vortices in the activity of the atmosphere over your principal large city. When we see at the inner level the discord and selfishness and frightful impurity to life accumulating over a city like a sticky gray and sometimes a black fog, we send into that from that great rainbow of luminous beings like a river of consuming flame to dissolve and consume a certain proportion of the hatred on the viciousness and selfishness that arises into the atmosphere, a dishonor to God. I hope to impress upon your memory tonight that every unkindness, every discordant thought and feeling set forth through your own life energy is a dishonor to God, your mighty I Am Present. And it is a dishonor to the great love that flows from the central sun that sustains this system of worlds. Remember, my dear ones, within every thought and every feeling and every spoken word is a form. Thoughts and feelings and words are things. They are definite patterns of the things that later on become physical conditions. And when you are in touch with the form of a thing, you are in touch with the presence of that thing. And if you could see for 1 hour what takes place in a large city through strikes on the discordant feelings of the people when they whirl through a certain vortex, you would no more allow yourselves to be a part of that than anything in the world. Tonight, I am clearing the atmosphere over a certain locality, one of which is the heart of freedom, the city of Philadelphia. And as the substance is being taken away by our use of the powers of the sacred fire, those who are constructive within the borders of the city will feel a wonderful added impulse to much greater attainment along constructive lines, and they will feel less interference by the destructive forces. My dear ones, mankind can defy us or deny us all they please, but they can't get along without us. Thank you, my loved ones. Please be seated. Mankind, knowingly or unknowingly, are under the law of energy and vibration, which is the life of each individual. And if it were not for the periodical release of these great powers of the sacred fire and the cosmic light from our great octave of life, and if it were not for our purifying love into the lower atmosphere of Earth and the activities of the forces of the elements, and I mean by that through rains and snows and the activity of the wind as well as the sunshine, mankind would smother to death by their own discord. I am determined to put into the atmosphere of this city tonight the words of living fire that shall one day speak to the ear of every human being, audible, till they give some kind of consideration to the search that gives them life. The selfishness of the outer self is an unfathomable thing before life. Mankind feel no compunction about misusing their own life energy to say and think and feel anything that comes to the consciousness. They think they do not have to pay for that, and yet they dishonor the very air they breathe by their own thoughts and feelings and words of discord. And there is no such thing as escaping the inevitable swing of the great law of cause and effect. If individuals consciously create vibrations by thought, feeling, and spoken words, which is the great creative power of the universe, then if they create it, they must experience its reaction. Tonight, around those under this radiation who are struggling to hold to their mighty I Am presence, there is coming an assistance from the Archangel Michael as well as others of the angelic host. In certain activities of the sacred fire that will soon outpicture their blessings to those who receive them. Mankind, in their constant unkindness to each other, as one of the great ones dictating in the city of Chicago said, are positively barbarians before the rest of the universe. Mankind think with all their scientific genius and mechanical inventions that they have a civilization, a modern age that is so much smarter than that which has gone before. Well, where did the ideas come from by which they are able to invent anything that is useful? Where, pray you, come the ideas with which science toys and knows not the effect? Before the other planets of this system mankind's discord upon this earth is positively barbaric in their lack of concern about the pain and torture and limitation they impose upon life. And it matters not whose life, it is life. And all life is one. Therefore, you precious ones who have once become aware of your mighty I Am presence, who have become aware of our presence, are fortunate indeed to see where the door is by which you can enter in to the great perfection of life and extricate yourselves from that which is engulfing the rest of mankind. I have had cause through many centuries to observe mankind's inhumanity to man. There isn't a human being, there isn't an atom, there isn't an electron in creation that doesn't come under the absolute control of the law of cause and effect. The law of compensation is as exact as the multiplication table. And I plead with you tonight to remember to place your mighty I Am presence first and above all, keeping all things of the physical octave secondary to your presence. Then will you find the hand of God's love always ready to lead you out of the distress of your fellow man's association and into the conscious fulfillment of that which produces perfection here in the physical world, and which will as surely assist you as you reach up and receive its blessing. There is but one victory in all creation, and that is the law of love. I have had occasion down through the centuries to use the power of God's light to quell the seething hate in mankind's continual battle with each other. And there is no release, and no relief from mankind's distress except by that mighty I Am presence and the pathway of love. You have had religions, you have had science, you have had education, you have had politics, you have had governments, all through the centuries. And mankind have not become free. The Master Jesus brought the truth of as much as the people of his age could understand. He left the door open by which they could attain as he did. And he consciously said, "But I have done all men will do, and greater things than these shall ye do." And there's scarcely an individual in the Orthodox world today who believes that or is trying to do it. And the only thing by which anybody can do anything is by the use of his or her own life. And that life is the energy of love from the mighty I Am presence. People think they're not responsible and not answerable to this, that, or the other condition. And they go on facing the recoil of their own causes, and it is inescapable until they understand that mighty I Am presence and the use of that violent consuming flame. Now tonight, I want to take you into the powerhouse of existence. And that powerhouse is the conscious control of your own visualizing faculty. The power of your vision, which is the power of your mind to see a picture and then to feel its manifestation fulfilled in the physical octave. Unless you see perfection, how can perfection become manifest? Mankind have used the picturizing faculty of the mind to conceive every conceivable distortion that has been imposed upon life. Look at your comics today Look at your things in the outer world. Show me the pictures that are constructive. And they are 1% of what the rest of mankind observe with their sight. There's less than 0.1% of the pictures on the earth that are constructive. Mankind has used this faculty to design what? Now, I am bringing this to your attention tonight in order to help you hold your attention upon the presence and feel the power and the authority and the divine responsibility and opportunity that is yours, my loved ones, to in the midst of this chaos be like a sun, drawing the pictures from our octave of perfection and mastery, which are the authority and power of creation, and lowering them into your own world and existence, and then letting the sunshine of your love through those pictures dissolve and consume the ideas that mankind have imposed upon life with such distortion. Why do you suppose, my dear ones, over the last 10 years, in fact, since the last World War, there has been this incessant increase in infantile paralysis and other kinds of paralysis? Why do you suppose that has come as almost an epidemic within the nation and the world? Because the outer self won't bend to the divine design of perfection. Without the frightful, constant return of their own discord imposed on life. Now, everything in the physical octave that is not the beauty and purity and perfection of our great octave of life is some deliberate defiance to the law of love. And now, I shall return you to this again and again till you understand and remember the import of it. When you are in touch with the form of a thing, you are in touch with the presence of that thing. And if you don't keep in touch with the form and the love and the presence of your mighty I Am, and that of the ascended masters and the angelic host and the cosmic beings, well, then you are in touch with the distress of this world. You can be in touch with whatever you desire at any instant. You can either feel your love go to your presence and instantly have its love come back to you, or you can put your attention on the outer world and draw back its limitations and its misery to bind you to further distress. Mankind bind themselves by their own lack of attention to that presence. Now we enter into a powerhouse, a release of the cosmic light, because there is coming to the assistance of those who want the constructive way of life a tremendous wave of love from the ascended host. And I might say to you, my dear ones, that is the master power and that is the master authority of all creation. People rarely think of the great divine love of the life of their presence or the ascended masters as the cosmic authority of creation or as the invincible power against which destructive forces cannot stand. My dear ones, we have watched many nations go to war against each other, and we have been instrumental in repairing the damage the animal has done to the body of man. And I might say to you, it has taken tremendous power of our love, our purity, and our activities of the sacred fire to undo mankind's damage to each other. God beings do not hurt, only the animal in mankind loves to hurt something. From tonight there shall arise in each of you a sense of honor and an absolute incapacity no longer be a part of that thing in the outer world, the wants to lash life. Each one in the outer self is loomed the energy from that presence. And when the outer self will no longer fulfill the divine pattern, the outer self becomes inactive from one cause or another, and finally the higher mental body withdraws the life flame and rests the mental and emotional body, and then tries again. But tonight, because of these two converging cosmic forces that are coming together within the United States of America, I bring you much hope, and I point you to that presence again and again and again. And I point you to the open door of indestructible happiness. When you pour forth that great love from your presence, when you feel the great thrill of the use of boundless power to spread over a condition of turmoil the blazing light substance that burns its way through that, and the human is compelled to let go, you begin to understand what God's power means in this universe. They have called me an imperious chap among certain channels. And let me tell you why. Because year after year, when others were ready to take advantage of mankind because they were caught in the shadows of their own chains, I would be no part of their plans for selfishness. And I stood alone many years demanding the power of love that should bring to its knees the destruction that wants to constantly make life suffer. Yes, I am imperious in the realm of love because I demand the power of that love to bring the human into life. And I shall remain so. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Now then, I wish you to understand, my dear ones, that when you're handling what we might call the minor discord of mankind, where people are struggling to overcome habits and desires that are not constructive, where there is a conscious desire to do right, and a conscious effort to overcome, then our love is as gentle as a summer breeze. That love pours without limit. We never criticize or blame or condemn, so long as you continue to make effort to rise out of the discord of the human senses. But when you deal with viciousness, which is murderous, criminal insanity, then the power of our love can be like steel. And in a flash of lightning can the flame go forth that stops any further expansion of that destructive quality. There are tremendous gradations of that feeling of love, but it is the cornerstone of the universe and is the only thing that, whenever you use it, will continue to increase your own power of life and will never bring back to you anything but happiness. Temporary sensation, my loved ones, is not happiness. You can wallow all you please in the sensations of the human, but one day, as sure as you're in this universe, will your feeling world cry out in agony for God. One day you will have to face every rate of vibration that you've ever sent for and take it and either clean it up and recharge it with the perfection of our love and give it back to life to fulfill its divine plan, or it will come back and stay with you until you do. Where do you suppose the limitations of this world come from, if not from human beings? They certainly don't come from God. A being, a cosmic intelligence so great as to create a sun the size of the sun of this system of worlds, whose radiation sustains each planet in its orbit and holds the whole system in its orderly process of life around the greater sun. The great intelligence, individualized, mark you, that is great enough to handle that much energy, maintains law and order and knows no destructive quality. And it is well that the rest of the universe is not dependent on the opinions of mankind. It would be a pitiful universe of chaos if it were. Now then, I am asking you to become the master presence of the power of victorious love from our octave. And that doesn't mean that you're wishy-washy. It doesn't mean you let out somebody else wipe their feet on you or anything of the kind. But you stand the supreme authority over energy that does your bidding to establish law and order, and wherever it moves, shuts off the vibratory action of discord. That's power, and that's what you blessed ones of the light must be clothed in this hour. And wherever you move that light, as you become no part of the discord of the outer world, the light goes before you and is the authority to stop destruction before it dare approach. Destructive forces know well enough when you are the master presence of love, and they will let you alone if your decision is permanent, because the brighter your light, the farther it extends around the physical form at the inner level. And when it reaches a certain intensity, the destructive forces don't fool with you anymore. They won't bother you if your light is intense enough. Therefore, I am here tonight to help intensify by our radiation of the cosmic light substance and our great flame of love. I am here to intensify your own light and let you become one with us. When you understand how great our power is to spread forth the cosmic light or the great activities of the sacred fire into the energy of a group of people who are generating discord, and then they find they cannot culminate their destructive plans. Certainly it has a cause. There are so many millions of miracles taking place within your borders all the time that mankind consider ordinary events, and yet they are brought about by the conscious command of great cosmic beings whose love is beyond words to describe, and who go on in their cosmic assistance to the earth, unrecognized by the mass of mankind, because mankind do not even know they are making effort to assist them. You, as I am, students, have had protection millions of times since you contacted this work, this I am activity. Each of you has had protection thousands of times that you didn't even know there was danger. And who think you gave you that protection? Why was that given? Because you have sought the light, and you have called for that light, and you have decreed for that light, and you have sent your love to that light. Now let me show you the necessity for decrees. Many people just don't see the necessity of giving decrees. Well, if you could observe once, just for one day, my dear ones, the atmosphere over a city of this sort, and what comes forth in the way of vibration into the atmosphere of this city by the general conversation of the people who are within it for one day, could you see that vibratory action arise into the atmosphere, your hair would stand straight up. Could you see the forms that are created by those words and thoughts and feelings? Could you see the vibratory action that is created en masse over a city? Just by one day's conversation, you would be very grateful to speak the words of these decrees into your own atmosphere to keep it illumined and invincible against that other creation. Mankind have spoken some innumerable words, acknowledging conditions that they do not want. And if those who have sought that presence and seek our assistance of the light are not going to create through the spoken word the vibratory action and the pattern that we can use to bring the condition into perfect manifestation in the physical octave, well, if they're not going to give us the pattern, are they entitled to the blessing? You will find before you know me longer that there's a reason why I have certain power and why I am certain authority for the cleansing of your nation to assist your beloved Saint Germain. He is a very unusual person. Thank you, my loved ones. I'm grateful that you love him as we do. And regardless of all the power I wield or ever will wield, I shall always bow before him in love and gratitude for his gigantic assistance to the people of Earth. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. And I'm going to tell something on him. You have never yet seen a thousandth part of the power he wields as Angel Deva of the violet flame. You can't conceive of the power he directs unless you see him in action. And therefore I have offered to join my power to his, to help the nation he has loved so long and served so well. And this city where his blessed feet have trod, where his love gave courage and strength and light and power to perform, to establish the plant of freedom to the earth. This city has honored him with your love, and that shall come back to you for eternity as your victory. And beloved United States of America, wherein I too have been privileged to serve, is close in my heart, and my power of life, which is my love, shall stand at her service until the claws of destruction that have sought entrance within your borders are removed one by one, and destructive forces compelled to see the master hand of creation take its dominion within your borders and undo that which the destructive forces have tried to accomplish. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Now I want to show you an action of our power of the cosmic light. And I shall draw this illustration, hoping you will retain the picture for your own blessing and for your daily use. You have seen many times flowers and so forth. We won't mention the other things. Frozen in ice. You've seen wonderful displays many times, frozen within a large cake of ice. Well, when that occurs, the material that is frozen within the ice no longer moves, does it? Well, just so, by your conscious call, and I mean you as unascended beings, through your call to your mighty I Am presence and us, can draw forth into a condition or a locality the concentrated substance of the cosmic light to the point where it steals every destructive vibration. You can as surely stop that as if a great hand moved before you and compelled everything to be still. Now your ability, my dear ones, to call forth through your decrees this assistance from our octave into your nation, your ability, my dear ones, is infinite. Please do not feel you're limited. You can draw forth boundless power through your calls of concentrating the substance of the cosmic light into a condition with such force that the human cannot move. You can rivet that human to its spot right where it stands and hold it there until it is willing to give in and do what is right. Now, dear ones, I want you to have more confidence and more of the feeling of the authority of your mighty I Am presence. Your outer human self has tried to make you believe that you are the authority in this body all this time. And are you? Not unless you call the authority of the presence to control things according to the plan of perfection. Because you might seem to be for a while, But if you usurp that authority and you compel the body to do just as you please, doesn't it come to the point where it doesn't obey you anymore? Well, then who's the authority in the body? Who is the authority in the body? Well, it won't work for you anymore. It is not well to mock life. Therefore, you precious one. Now, this is the thing I want you to realize, that you can wield almost unlimited power and draw it into the physical octave to produce perfection in the fulfillment of the divine plan by your calls to your presence, when through the physical form you could not do it at all. You could take a child in arms, not older than a year, into the great powerhouse that operates at Boulder Dam, that lights the entire city of Los Angeles and many other cities on the coast. You could take a baby in arms and go up to that switchboard, and that tiny little hand could pull one switch that would light the whole city of Los Angeles. Now, all that electricity and power did not go through the baby form, but the baby's hand had the power to release the other power, and so it is with you. We who are ascended beings and work only for the upliftment of mankind, we have gathered tremendous power through our centuries of service to the light and through our centuries of love poured forth to mankind, and our love has become power through use, and our love is our life. We have gathered this tremendous momentum by conscious use. We have offered you the use of our ascended master consciousness. Therefore, you, through your decree, can have our great light rays and flame of love and cosmic light substance enter into a condition and keep on intensifying until it compels the condition to yield perfection to you, when you as yet might not have developed your own love to the point where you have that much power in the outer self. But through your willingness to call forth our power to assist the people of your nation and your fellow man, your own power becomes greater. Your own life becomes perfection manifested by use. If you could create discord, you can uncreate the discord and put love in its place. So you still have unlimited freedom to use the master power of life in any degree you desire, to go anywhere you direct and perform according to the divine law. If you call perfection into action to fulfill the ascended master's divine plan their way, well, there's no limit to the power that you can have. There's no limit to the love you can become. There is no limit to the energy that you can direct. And it is only when mankind do not go forward and use their life energy to fulfill the divine plan that they become limited. It doesn't matter what the limitation is. They become limited by their own discord. While so long as they remain with the presence and call forth its energy to produce perfection, they remain unlimited. You become absolutely unlimited while yet in the physical form. If you continue to increase your power of life by demanding the victory of God's invincible love brought into perfect manifestation in and around yourselves, in and around all you hold near and dear, in and around everybody and everything you contact, then you go on your way like the sun, not concerned with whether people appreciate what you pour out or not, but you drawing your own power of love in order to become its greater manifestation, automatically pour it out and it cannot help but bring perfection wherever you direct. Now remember, you become absolutely unlimited if you keep demanding God's invincible victory of God's invincible love, and whatever concentration of the substance of the cosmic light is necessary to compel every condition to yield you perfection. Now that's as free as the air you breathe. And you only have delay or obstruction or limitation when you create discord. Now then, in order to help you in your association with your fellow man, try this. I think you will all enjoy it, and it will, I'm sure, assist you greatly. You know, everyone has some good points. You might not have found them yet, but they do have something good, even if it's only the energy that they're misusing. Now then, if the part that's not so good seems to annoy you, take your attention off of it for a moment and have a private conversation with their presence. And if you will feel that their presence is your friend, and you are a friend to their presence, other individuals, just as surely, my loved ones, as you take your thought and feeling off of the outer self and place it in love upon the presence of the individual, asking the presence to help cooperate with you, asking the presence to see that you get what fulfills the divine plan from the presence of the other individual, absolutely ignoring the outer self, you will scarcely draw your next breath till you will find the outer self has become the cooperation of the presence. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Well, I've worked it many times. It works for me. Why shouldn't it work for you? I offered you my ascended master consciousness. I offered you the whole momentum of my power. I have given you my love. It is still at your command. It is without limit. I don't reserve anything for myself. I give everything. And so I have everything. You remember? We have said this recently, once or twice. This great power of life, which is the energy in each one's body, is the love from your presence. The very energy in your muscles is your presence love. You can give that in daily work, daily activity, and yet you keep it. Because as surely as you release one wave, immediately the presence gives you a greater wave. That is the way its own light of love grows greater. So if you understand the manufacturing process of life in the love of your presence, you will find your mighty I Am presence is ever making its own love greater. And it's doing it through you, as well as through its cosmic activities of cosmic creation. Therefore, if it wants to pour more love to you, you must send forth what you have. And then the next wave is greater. Then it is able to do more cosmic activity because its own light and flame are growing greater. So when you begin to understand and use the master power of life, which is that great invincible God love of your mighty I Am presence, and you begin to use that cosmic light substance concentrated in whatever power you desire, when you begin to use the intelligence of that great invincible love, When you call forth its flame, when you call forth its activity, when you call forth its light, when you call forth its great enfolding peace, then every time you send it forth, you have almost twice as much brought into your use immediately. Therefore, you give it, you cannot lose it, and it only grows greater because you use it. Now, I know from personal experience, the power of love is irresistible. But when you think you cannot love the life that might be manifesting something discordant to you, take your attention off of the wrong or the problem and return it to the present, which is the source of expanding the love. And you can do business with the presence of an individual where you couldn't possibly associate with him in the physical. Now that's the truth. I've seen it repeatedly. So tonight, from tonight, when people are not too comfortable to get along with, won't you immediately withdraw your feelings about anything wrong that they're doing and immediately put your love, send your love to the presence. Then, as you consciously make the call to the presence to fulfill its own divine plan, its own way to the other person, then you will find in the divine plan there are no obstructions. Then there won't seem to be the need for human argument and struggle and wrangle and so forth. Oh, for one day, if you could make this outer self shut up, just one day, and keep its feelings entirely on the present, you know what would happen? You would be so happy that day, you'd never fail to keep it as a habit. And my dear ones, do you know what the condition would be in your bodies if for one full minute a day, you became completely absorbed in your love and perfection of the present? You would scarcely recognize your body in 30 days' time. But I mean absorbed. I don't mean to sit down in front of your chart and then go wool gathering about all your problems. That's not what I mean. I mean to become so at one with the flame of love from your presence, and you feel it so intensely that it shows you itself. You see your presence and you see that light for one full minute. You could be shown within that light like a screen whatever was the next important thing for you to do, and you would never make a mistake from then on. It's worth, my dear ones, everything in the way of any effort that it would take on your part to do this. And oh my, your presence has so much to give you. Oh, please place it first. Place it always as your supreme goal of existence. Oh, what if you did everything in this physical world that you want to do? Supposing you spend all the rest of this embodiment doing just as you please. When you get through, then what? You've got to still go ahead and work on yourself to get the ascension.